listen, what was it? I had surgery, so our weeks are topsy-turvy.
Yes. But so it's two challenge episodes in a row. I'm fine with it. You should be too.
Yes. Listen, the challenge is, this is, I'd say it's one of the like best seasons in a while. It was a great challenge.
Yeah. Very intense. The drama's everywhere. I think it's really because they brought back staples, and staples will always make staple. Car Maria, Laurel, Bananas, CT. They're always going to make for a good challenge season because they try to be entertaining, and you know, they have, and they, the
also
trauma.
they're good at the games.
Yeah, so no one's fading into the background.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah,
so where we left off,
oh, and Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan. Yes, so where we left off, episode 10, what was it? Bananas couldn't target Tori, so the targets are Michelle, Naya, and Olivia.
Yes.
The snake Olivia and Michelle, and like what's soon to be ex, Devin's ex, Michelle. She's crazy. Menez is mad. Foreshadowing, he's gonna stay mad.
And he was like, I might as well pick Naya.
Well, we talked about it last time. Like, Naya was like, bro, why me?
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck? So, going, I mean, like, what was it? Michelle's upset. Michelle like took a personal. I mean, any jab, anything at Michelle, she's like, I never do anything wrong type badge, like fucking attitude.
Yeah, but I do think she didn't do anything wrong in this situation.
This is fucked. Like, I would be just as upset.
Yeah, I actually think Bananas is gaslighting Michelle, and I fully stand behind Michelle because, like, how the fuck does that make any sense? You told him what I said, because what you said was foul. What you said was crazy. And if I'm dating someone and my friend lets me know that you might be on some fuck shit, I'm gonna be like, hey, so my friend told me you might be on some fuck shit. What's up?
Yeah. And the man is like, why'd you tell him I said that? What? What does it matter? Like, what was it? Well, we're the friends. Mm-hmm. I'm the person who should know this the most. Why are you upset that I'm talking to, like, I'm confronting.
Yeah.
What did you want me to do? Backstab him? Like, no, it's a relationship. It's like, it's outside of the challenge.
And it just also just doesn't make any sense because Bananas is like, oh, well, I just wanted to make sure, like, she were going to have my back over Devin. But it's also like,
that's fucked.
That's fucked. And not only that, it's also like, you have like 12 bitches before Michelle anyway. So what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was trying to, like, conserve as many numbers as possible. Because it always happens. At one point in the challenge, people are going to be like, wait, why is the 8-time champ here? Get him out! And he's, oh, no! Oh, no! I need my little force field of, like, other people. And, like, this challenge, it's the Banana Angels, which I think is low-key cute. I think it's funny. It's cute.
No, it's adorable.
It's a cute name. They coined that well.
I don't mean to call Bananas Angels bitches.
I'm so sorry. That's just how I talk.
Yeah, it's just how we talk.
I call my mom a bitch.
Yeah. Bananas is a bitch.
That I mean derogatory.
Yeah, I mean it in the worst way possible. He's a little bitch. But all of Bananas Angels are really pretty much a stacked group. I mean,
oh yeah, he got pretty tough women who are like, not that they're overlooked, but they're not like, people I guess don't see them like, I guess in this challenge, you have to be a top player with allies. Mm-hmm. If you're a top player with no allies, I guess they don't see you as valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Jenny's a top player. Rachel's a top player. Mm-hmm. Aviv is pretty strong. She comes off very strong. But, like, not a lot of people have bothered to, like, link up with them as much. Or at least that's what we're being shown.
I feel like Rachel's playing this game pretty smart, where she's like, I'm thinking about female allies I could have that could possibly help me, and I'm thinking about how many men I can possibly get on my side, and which one of them, oh, and how to avoid being able to pick between them. I think she's done a really good job at that so far in the game, and navigating it.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. Mm-hmm. So in this episode, I think it's episode 11, it's like, we were talking about it, I was like, what kind of a Super Mario-ass fucking challenge is this?
Yes.
So they got to climb, and then they got to do a puzzle. No, they got to climb, then get some coins, go across, do a puzzle, jump, go down, go back up, Yes. And what was it?
Very Smash then, Brothers.
And then swing on and then hit some boxes. It's like, and you cannot fuck up. You got to do it. You got to do it once. You fall, you're done.
Yeah. Done. The sum done. Sorry. Competition wise, yes, I would love some. Shout out to Nicki Minaj.
Niminish. And all the targets, the girls that needed to do well for their sake, just couldn't.
They couldn't even get up the wall. They all DQ'd.
What was it? Surprisingly,
Kara DQ'd too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That was surprising because suppose she's good at rock climbing, and that's like you climb a net and then it's rock climbing and then it's a ladder. But in the rock climbing, that took out Olivia, Michelle, Naya, and Kara.
Yeah.
Funny enough, but Kara stayed on longer.
Yeah.
Because it was Naya going in.
Yeah.
And the boy to be in the bottom was Theo.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah. So that means Theo gets a 30-second delay on his next challenge. Not in 30 seconds. 2 minutes. But we don't know that. It was just... All we know is who... If it's a boys' elimination day, the girls get disadvantage on the next challenge. If it's a guys' elimination day, if it's a boys' elimination... If it's a girl's elimination day, the guy, you know what the
fuck I think I'll delete this part. Because I think I'll delete this part because I don't even remember anymore. And the guys, and then the girls, and the boys and the girls.
Okay,
and then
I'm going to start over. Start from scratch. Ready? If it's a girl's elimination day, the last place guys gets a penalty on the next challenge. But if it's a guy's elimination day, the last place girl gets a penalty on their next challenge. So Theo will be getting a penalty on his next challenge. Boom. Boom, boom, pow. Yeah.
When you said so, I thought you were going to be like, so fuck you.
So fuck you.
That's exactly it. It's like, see, I got it.
I know words and words know me very well.
Me and the English language, we bit know each other.
We like this, son.
No matter what my grades used to say, don't look at them.
Don't look at the grades. Who does that? I got through it. I got here. In front of all of you.
I really thought, so I was really ready for that. Be like, period. And I'm like, oh no, she's still going, period.
God.
What was it? The first place guys, Kylan, which is more of a formality, more of like, look at me. And because it's a girl's day, and Jenny won.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
We love that for Jenny. And, now we get of course the classic club shots. It's like every other episode. We're at the club.
Cause you know, in the club.
We weren't all fam this episode.
We were not all fam. We are not all fam.
This is when Olivia confronts Bananas on the snake thing.
Yeah.
Because she's probably getting some PTSD from previous seasons where she snaked out Nerys. And the internet had a field day with her. I mean, we did too. We were kind of like, Olivia, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And she knows it was fucked. And what was it? But, you know, I can't imagine like probably getting messages and messages. You're tagged and shit constantly of just... people talking shit. I can imagine like that'll get to you.
Yeah, Nerys was definitely favorite to win.
She was the people's winner.
Yeah,
like I keep forgetting the guy who even won 39.
Emmanuel.
I was gonna say Ezekiel.
Yeah, because you know I keep remembering because of how much shit he was talking, because everyone was talking about how they wanted Nerys to win and he's like, well, she didn't, and
he looked like the garbage Muppet,
and someone was like, no, but he cheated, and everyone's just cheaters.
Oscar the grouchy ass looking motherfucker. That's honestly what he looks like.
Very uninteresting to watch on TV. Yeah. Looking motherfucker. Sorry.
But yes, Olivia confronts Bananas, and I think Bananas has already had a few. I think by this point, he's a little litty. And since he knows, what was it? Like, the girls going in, no matter who comes out winning, he's going to be another target. So I think he's like, fuck you, fuck this. Like, he, like, twists Olivia's words because she's trying to understand. And he flips it. But then he's like, you know what? I look like an asshole. Everyone going to look like an asshole. And he calls out Tori's game. And then they have a fight.
And then Jordan's game.
Yeah.
I think Jordan's game, he really... stuck a dagger in.
I mean, I'd say so, especially because Naya took it to heart. What he was saying was that, like, was like, Naya, think about who's your number one. Jordan's working with this, and Tori too. Tori's the one who stood up and started yapping. Jordan was kind of like on the back end, like, oh shit, Now you talk about my game. Not in front of everybody.
I think Jordan was trying to act all like, whatever, bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you start arguing, then it does show that, like, yeah, you when you feel caught, people react in that way. And Tori, like, I would have thought, I'm like, Tori, shut up, relax, relax. But I think Tori also feels bad because she saw Bananas as a friend. And now he's just going off on everybody, like, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that, and the third. But Naya took that one to heart. She's just like, wait a minute, he's working with X, Y, and Z. I didn't know this. This is brand new to me. And we've seen Naya before, like, even in All Stars, like, a little insecure about being alone or her or performing in the challenge or her reputation in the challenge. Because other than that, she's a boss-ass bitch. Beautiful, tall. Like, she's just like, I'm that girl. But, like, as a challenger, I think sometimes she like, looks down on herself.
Honestly, I feel like if Naya kicked that insecurity's ass, I actually think she'd be a great challenger.
Yes, she gets in her head so
she
much.
Gets in her head. That's the only problem. But I mean, she made it really far that All-Star season. Yeah. I mean, she made it to a final, and to be honest, most of the time I was fucking rooting for you. I absolutely felt like she was gonna win for a second. Like, I feel like she shouldn't shit on herself. Some people, a lot of people in the room with you couldn't even make it to a final, like, have so much trouble doing it. I mean, Michelle has never made it to a final.
No.
And I mean, people are sometimes can be a little threatened by her, like, you know, I feel like don't worry about it. Boom.
Yeah, especially so Bananas blows up on everybody, and then a little later Naya goes up to Bananas to, like, confirm, and Bananas just, you know, shitting on Jordan's name, like, he don't give a fuck about you, you're number five, or number six, like, what was it, he's working with Tori, Laurel, I forget, he mentioned somebody else, I don't remember, not Naya.
So he said Aviv,
okay.
Laurel, Tori, and Rachel.
Period.
So Bananas was saying that is his top four. Where do you lie? So you lie below top four.
Yeah, and, like, that would be, like, hard to hear because, like, if Jordan's my number one and I'm his number seven, I'd feel like I'd look like a fucking, like, dumbass, bro. Us do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, that would piss me off more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, as an ego thing. And, like, they used to date, so she's like, oh, I thought I would be higher, like, on his roster than I am.
I mean, like, he also, apparently, Josh heard him say firsthand that Naya is an anchor to their team. Which, that's really foul if he said that.
That would be foul.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that right pissed me off.
Yeah,
And so, now Naya in the confessional talking about, like, if I come out of elimination, Jordan might be my target. He might be. And then we got, like, a clip of, like, Rachel talking game with Corey and Nehemiah. And this is where, like, Rachel, we're seeing her gameplay, okay? Yeah. You know? It's that strategy.
Can I get on my side? If I can get Corey on my side, then I can get Nehemiah, which is two people on your side, which is pretty smart thinking. Like, seeing allies on the guys' team and seeing that they don't have enough female allies and being like, I can step in and fill that. All you have to do is have my back, which is, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Eight down.
Period. And in the chamber, I thought this was going to be a formality. It's like, we know who's, like, or, well, it's tough, but I, you know, what I didn't expect was Jenny to go off on Michelle and Olivia.
As she should.
I thought this was going to be, like, I love my friends. Oh, how are we going to do this? I thought that, but Jenny being, it's Kylan's decision. But Jenny was just like, hey, I just want to say I don't give a fuck about any of you, so don't even come to me.
Except for Naya. So it sucks to see you on that side.
Yeah.
And Michelle got all upset when it's like, Michelle, you, like, constantly threw her under the bus on her team. Like, you, like, constantly were okay with her being the pick. None of you nominated yourselves. None of you guys put yourselves forward instead of her, which you guys should have done. And maybe you would have had an ally in Jen, but you don't have one in Jen. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. And Michelle, you know, it's so funny. She's like, why would you kick us while we're down? And Jenny's just like, y'all have kicked me, tossed me in the trash, and then recycling bin. Yeah. I'm gonna enjoy this a little bit.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't give a fuck about them two. And Rolly was like, wow.
This is really sucks seeing you in the position. That's crazy. Boom.
I love seeing that because Jenny has been like very polite, very English, I'd say. You know, she comes in, tries the best, does the best she can. Yes. But then this is like, their future I couldn't give a fuck about. So choose whichever one, Kylan. Go crazy. And they're like, whoa. And what was it? I think I forget what the consensus was. I think Anaya felt more comfortable going against Michelle.
The consensus just was that Jenny decided to let Kylan pick because the guys picked the girls.
Well, yeah, the guys picked.
So they might as well throw their hands up and, you know, let them pick and not make a further enemy, even though Jenny already did. Mm-hmm. So Kylan.
But, like, how did he decide on Michelle? I don't think I remember that.
I think. In my mind, he decided on Michelle based on, and what I think he decided on Michelle on is based on the fact that he thinks that Naya could take out Michelle. I think that's what he said. That's not what he said. I think he said something along the lines of like, just like closeness and like, you know.
Oh, he's closer to Olivia than Michelle.
Yeah. And period. Michelle, if you think about it, like last season, like they're pretty new to being allies. Because the last season, Michelle kind of threw him in a lot. So I think it's only fair. God bless you.
I hate my life.
So yeah, I think it's only fair that Kylan gets to send her in once.
Yeah.
But yeah, he never said anything explicitly. He was just like, sorry, it's just going to have to be you, Michelle. But I think there's a lot of factors that played into why he would want Michelle to go in.
So it's Michelle and Naya. But before the elimination, Naya does go up to Jordan and like asks to clarify about that whole thing. And Jordan kind of gives like a political answer. He's just like, oh, I don't have like a list. But then he names off people that he's working with. So
the thing, I think he said in the confessional that he doesn't have a set list of people. He's not like bananas. He's not raking them. But what he said to Naya, which is like, I think he should have said to Naya, listen, I don't have a set list of people I'm working with. I have people I'm close to, and that's it. That's what I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
Period. But instead he was like, you know, well, you know, I just like, a case scenario where I wouldn't want to be in would be you and Laurel and
Tori.
You, Laurel, and Tori. That's something I just wouldn't want to choose between. Which, I mean, he's saying not in words, but in words that you're in his top three, but you're not above Laurel and Tori.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Like, I think mentioning other people would... I think Jordan is in a... I did bananas put him in a tough spot because Jordan is not as aloof. He can be like, I don't know. Because, like, I think we know him by now. I don't think he would be that aloof. Even though he's so good at the game and his sleep. He's still more methodical than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, bananas put him in a tough-ass fucking position. Yeah. And,
to put his cards on the table. That's crazy.
But I don't think Jordan is also capable enough to just tell people what they want to hear full out just yet. I think he'll play a little along. Mm-hmm. But I think in that moment he felt like he couldn't, like, maybe lie to, like, Naya. Maybe he respects her enough not to fully lie to her. Yeah. But also the truth is also not going to help him either.
Oh, yeah. And he said that he also has had some talks with Rachel.
Oh, he has. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what he also said to Naya. So that's tough because you are talking to a lot of people. If I was him, I would have been like, but, you know, you and Aviv, I'm putting Aviv in.
Yeah. You should be, I mean, like, I, you
and Michelle? Michelle going in.
Yeah, I would have lied.
Out of all these people, this would have been an easy decision for me before this elimination.
I would have fucking lied because I think Naya didn't know Laurel was a number for Jordan. She didn't know that. But now on to the elimination.
Yeah,
this elimination seems like torture. It's a bunch of crates. I think it's like. It's almost like a cube of up by three, cross by three, across by like fucking nine. Mm-hmm. And they all vary in weight and they're all attached to each other with chains. And they have math problems on them, on the boxes with the locks. Solve the math problem, you solve the lock combination, and then you have to move all those boxes to another spot on the sand. And what was it? The moment Michelle and Naya hear math, they're like, fuck.
Honestly, fucking me.
This is a, like a math, like an endurance and a strength one. This is a tough one.
I mean, this really brings them all out to evenness. But to me, I thought Naya had the advantage because Naya at least had the strength. Yeah. Neither of them had math. So if one of them had strength, that'd be good. I think where Naya fucked up is I really think she should have unlocked one, then carried it over, then unlocked the other, then carried it over. Because I think you would have been able to carry it over a lot faster than Michelle. But Michelle did the math quicker than you.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yes, I think because like Naya's strategy is like, well, I'm going to do the hard part first, the math.
Yeah.
So she was going to do all the math and then clear out the chains and then move the boxes. Yeah, Michelle did the math, clear chains, and the boxes that were free, she moved them. Mm-hmm. And what was it was so frustrating. And like, I get it. Like you like Naya had a strategy, but like, what was it? Kylan and everyone else that I was rooting for Naya watching this happen, they see Michelle moving and it just looks like nothing's happening. I know she's solving the problem, but God, that would like it'd be so hard for me not to yell.
Yeah. I think eventually
like, fucking move.
Yeah.
Kylan was nice. He's like, hey, Naya, you're gonna need to move. You're gonna need to move fast.
Yeah, Kylan was nice about it.
Evidently, was killing him.
Evidently, Big Brother Nehemiah was like, hey, it ain't working.
Hey,
it ain't
working. Sis.
Sis.
We got to change it up.
Boxes.
You have to move, Naya. Kylan, hey, you're going to.
Hey, babe.
You're going to need to. Hey, notification.
Naya, move your ass, son. Move your ass.
This just in, guys. Naya, you need to move a little. You need to. Gosh, because even like when she finally got to moving the boxes, she caught up pretty decently to Michelle, but it's a lot of boxes. Yeah. They all weigh differently. I think the more you go down, the heavier they go. I think up top, it's less heavy. And so Michelle ultimately wins and we're devastated because I was rooting for Naya.
I was rooting for Naya. And that's no shade to Michelle because, you know, I've actually come to like Michelle a lot this season. One issue is that, you know, I rock with my people.
Oh, let's say, not enough. Not enough.
Not enough, you know. And also, I was rooting for Naya the last All-Star, so keeps it pushing.
Yeah.
I'm consistent.
So, Michelle gets to choose the targets now. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yes.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Is up again. He's a target. Then it's Jordan, which I didn't expect. I didn't think about it. I just knew it was Bananas. Yeah. And then Nehemiah. Uh-huh. Oh. Because they're not, I mean, like, what was it? Jordan's not really working with Michelle. They might have similar friends, but they are, like, nowhere near top, I think, like, five on each other's list. So, that's how it's got to be.
Exactly.
Bananas, it's personal.
Yeah. I think.
Same thing with Nehemiah. Like, he's not on the roster. Yeah.
I think people who want to gun for Bananas have, when it comes to the guys, have just been gunning for the people he was on a team with, which is, you know, is what it is. I like how Bananas, after he got nominated the second time, he was like, I'm sorry for anyone who shared a drink with me, had a conversation with me, just looked at
who
me.
Who breathed the same air as I did.
I did. My bad. Because now you're up for elimination.
This is the boo-hoo. We're in the boo-hoo Bananas part of the challenge where things aren't going fully his way. So it's everybody's fault and problem.
He was like, I've just been kicked around this whole season.
Which is bullshit. It's literally been the last couple of episodes.
It's really been the last couple of episodes. And one time you did it to yourself, Bananas. No one told you to walk up to Michelle and start yapping it up.
Yeah.
Just being way too honest to bitches.
Right? Like, what was it? Like, because, like, I forget who he was talking to. But he's just like, oh, Devin, Michelle, I got to break that up. No, you don't. Yeah. Relax. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
You would be supportive as a friend. And maybe that'll take you a further.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I probably would have done it. I probably would have loved it.
I mean, another thing that Bananas could have done is Bananas could have really left that situation alone. And then later on, when Bananas is in the hot seat, be like, hey, you know, you're already friends with Tori. Just be like, hey, Tori, Michelle, maybe talk to Devin. See if he can get me out of such situation. Yeah. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, I think I would have big brothered Michelle in a non-aggressive way or passive-aggressive way and used her as like a spy in to whatever Devin's doing.
Yeah.
Possibly doing. I would have nurtured that relationship with Michelle in a better way than just being like, hey, your man, he's kind of sucks. Especially when they're such a honeymoon phase. They just starting out.
Yeah. Crazy.
Next episode.
Yes.
So what was it? You know, before we get into like the challenge, Kara starts talking about how she's feeling insecure. Kara starts talking about how insecure she was because the challenge episode prior, she like fucking fucked it. And I, you know, because like I was thinking, I'm like, oh, Carmery's gonna fucking ace this. Oh,
it's like, yeah, she got this. Oh, she fell. Oh my god. Oh,
DQ'd. Cara. Wow, DQ'd. Kara. She's like, you're Kara fucking Maria. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, aw. Yeah.
I did think that.
Yeah, I was kind of like, bro.
Brusky.
Yeah, I was like, yo, get your full 8 hours, bro. I don't know. Yeah. What happened? Get a hearty breakfast. What happened, bro? And it happens. It happens to all of us.
We all have been there.
And people start talking like they think there's a line in the house. Like people who are aligned with Johnny and people who are aligned with Jordan. Yeah. Do you think that's like the case fully?
I think there's still some people who are straggling in the middle. I don't think Kara's really working with anyone, it looks like. It seems like she's lone wolfing it, which, for the love of God, stop doing, because how are you supposed to win this if you don't have any allies?
Yo, back when, what was it? Tattoo Far, when Kara Maria and Polly were on there, Polly even told her, like, you gotta stop coming off so hard and like, lone wolfing it. Yeah. So maybe you can win some more.
Yeah.
And, like, listen, like, come on.
Yeah, when she does this whole lone wolf thing.
It reminds me of how guys are sometimes. Yeah. Like, you know, like unavailable, unemotional. Like, what was it? When they hang out with their friends, they don't say anything. They're like, all right, cool, bro. Great workout. And fucking, yeah, see you next time. And you guys don't know anything about each other. It just seems so like, come on, Kara. Yeah. I mean, I guess it must. This season was very tough.
I mean, at this point in the season, there's a clear line between Bananas and the other people in the house. And if there's a clear line between them, and that's the case, try to use that to your advantage. You should like click up with some of the girls and maybe some of the guys in the house and be like, hey, I've been fucking hated, Bananas. What do you need me to do?
Because like, I'll hey have guys. Your back. Because like she keeps talking about how she relates to Michelle, like Michelle with Laurel, and now Michelle with Bananas. I'm just like, now everyone's seen what I've been seeing.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I even like
trauma bond.
Even in this episode that's about to happen. Well, first of all, in this last episode, she complimented Tori a lot and like her game and how strong she is. Right now, Tori's beefing with Bananas. Try to get at the end with Tori, yo.
Nothing makes people best friends than having the same enemy.
Yes. And I also think that, like, if Kara wasn't so paranoid, then I do think they would make a great team and would have a great friendship. Just break the ice. Please, Kara, stop alone. Wolf in it! A girl needs to get win number 3. God damn it.
Yes, somebody needs to. Jeez. And this episode is a challenge staple, a mini final. And it's a purge. Oh, yeah. The last two people to not fucking do it just get sent home. The last the girl boy. And then, of course, then the second to last two, the girl get the penalty next time and the boy's going in. Now, what was it? This mini final, they gotta like dig for keys in the heat. It's so hot in Vietnam. They gotta dig for keys and then the keys unlock paddles, paddle through a little river, and then they have to play like a memory game underneath. They're like canoes, like Vietnamese canoes.
Yeah.
And then once they finish that puzzle to the finale. And Theo has his penalty. 30 seconds, was it? Or 2 minutes? It was two minutes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Especially for a challenge like this. Damn. This is not the challenge you want a penalty on. The one that you gotta go home.
Oh, yeah. A purge fucking episode?
So, we're continuing on. It looks like Laurel... Not Laurel. Kara and Bananas... Laurel and Bananas both look like they're in the lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the digging and the paddling.
Tori and Bananas both look like they're in the lead with everything. They're going fast. Kylan's on the behind. But then we get to the first puzzle. which is a memory game, and that's when people start fucking up.
Yes, because it's not, the memory, I think you have to, like, look what's underneath each, like, canoe, and then go back and, like, do the puzzle, and it's hot, and you gotta lift that thing, and you get frustrated, because we know heat gives you an instant attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Instant. But eventually Jordan gets there and he looks like he's getting things done quickly, but just not as quick as Kylan. And Jordan really needs to win this one to stay out of elimination.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it Jordan, Nehemiah, and Bananas? But Kylan, listen, like it's like he guts everything.
Yeah.
What was it? He's like a challenge, like what was it? Star.
Yeah.
Star boy. He has everything.
Yeah.
He's an all-rounder.
Yeah.
And what was it? Kylan finishes, and then what was it? Jordan finishes the memory part, and then it's just a rush to the end. And Jordan is a confessional. I'm faster than Kylan. Kylan still beat him.
It was too much.
Two wins.
He was Kylan. Too ahead of him. But yeah. I think Kylan knew that Jordan was going to finish next. So he was moving his ass. He was he's like, I got to keep jogging. I got to just keep jogging.
Talking, he's like, it's just a light jog, Kylan. It's just a light jog.
And I just know Jordan with ass was creeping up behind him. But mm-hmm. he finishes. Kylan immediately takes off his shirt and was like, ooh, it was just a light jog. then Jordan comes shortly after and it's was like, damn it. And then Tori. So mm-hmm. the two winners are Tori and Kylan.
What was it? Laurel, Nehemiah, Olivia, I think Aviv. Mm-hmm. What was it? I want to say Derek. At the digging part, they timed out. They couldn't find the keys. So mm-hmm. they're just like, guys, you got to keep it going.
Yeah.
You got to keep it going. We got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And what was it? I think it's that heat. That's really like messing with Laurel. She can't focus.
I get it, man.
I do. Cause like from jump, she's just like, this is stupid. Fuck you. Don't look at me. I hate this. It's hot. I'm annoyed.
I don't want to do this anymore. I just kind of like don't want to do this.
This is torture. I can't believe this.
I mean, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, like I said, I think Laurel has, like, a personality similar to Azula. So I do think she's a bit of a brat. Like, she's just kind of just a brat. She's a brat.
Truly.
When she's bumping that, I'm so sorry. Charlie XCX, she's a brat. That's what the album cover, brat. She's a brat. Yeah, no, she's just, like, she's very bratty. So it's, like, things aren't going her way. So naturally, in true Laurel fashion, she's going to throw a temper tantrum.
Bananas had us dying because like he probably would have been third at least if he got the memory right, but he kept getting it wrong, so he had to go back. And he in the confession, he's like, I'm so tired of this. He just put two in the back of my head and put me out of my misery. We're like, damn, Jesus.
But it's so funny. Paul was like, damn. I mean, it looked like it was hot as shit. Everyone in that confessional during this season is sunburnt.
Yes.
But I mean, like, we don't know if the finale is going to be in Vietnam. Like, I would
right?
just
Because sometimes
learn
they move locations. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that they gave them all hats after the last challenge. Crazy.
Because they were sunburnt to shit. I mean, they're probably again, which is also awful. And not only is the heat going to catch an attitude, but now your skin is pissing you off, too. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God. But yes, Kylan wins. And Tori wins. She was third.
Yeah.
I think it was Kylan, Jordan that crossed, and then Tori being the first girl.
And
which is pretty impressive, like, period.
Yeah. And the two people that were eliminated was Nehemiah and Laurel, who gave up.
I mean, when Laurel saw, like, because it was just Laurel and Michelle that was left, and it was Nehemiah and Theo. When Michelle went off running, she completed it. Laurel was like, honestly, I'm good. And yeah. I get it. She's like, true. I don't care. It is what it is. I'm not going to try.
She was
I'm
like,
tired.
Yo, put me in the AC now. Thank you, please. And they drove her back up.
But Nehemiah tried. I mean, like, Theo went. And I think a few minutes after Nehemiah, he's like, I'm going to finish this. Even though I know it's over, I'm going to finish this. And he did. Yeah. Admirable. I didn't want to see Nehemiah go. Made me sad.
Yeah, made me sad. I was really enjoying seeing Nehemiah this season. He's just had a very calm energy, which I enjoyed.
Yeah, I like
But Nehemiah. He wasn't boring. He still entertained us.
Yeah, he was still funny.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Exactly.
Certain people. so, what was it? Michelle is getting a penalty next episode. Yes. But Theo is going in. But since Tori won and Kylan won, Bananas already knows.
Yeah.
He already gets it. He already knows he's mad. He's upset.
I think it's kind of funny.
And Deliberation.
Tori starts clipping his toenails.
Oh, that Bananas. Bitch. Yeah. Oh, my fucking God. I am disgusted. Arrest him. Nasty as hell. What was it? It should be illegal.
And, of course, Tori being a reasonable person, but Bananas is just not reasonable. So she tries to talk to him and be like, hey, so, like, I just want to work our friendship out before you potentially go, like, blah, 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 blah. And I don't think you see what you did wrong. And he was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't do anything wrong. I'm Johnny Bananas. I am victim. I am the victim and also victimless. It's me. I'm the victim. But I'm also the perpetrator at the same time. I'm also the pot stirrer. But it can't be me. I am all things at once. And
oh, yeah. I am God.
I am God. My ego's out. My ego's the size of this podcast room. I am potassium. And I am the potassium. I am the vitamin C you desperately need.
You guys hate to love me and love to hate me.
And I'm here.
You're all sick of me and me sick of.
I'm not going anywhere.
What was it? I'm the one wrong. Coming to town and leaving the presents underneath the tree.
And I'm gonna...
I'm the creep in the night. I'm the monster underneath the bed. I'm the tooth fairy. I'm gonna
manipulate you, but then say I'm not manipulating you, but then say...
I'm your father, Luke. Like, it's I'm everything. Your father.
How dare you sit against me?
I'm playing Doom in the next event.
But at the same time, I cannot be the villain. I'm your hero. But at the same time, we all know I'm the villain. I'm Deadpool. I'm Loki.
I'm a variant of Deadpool.
I'm everything and I am nothing at all. So, Tori, there's no way I could have done anything wrong, anything to get myself in any position ever, because I do nothing wrong. Boom. And that was our Bananas impersonation.
Oh, God, it's so funny.
It was just all the things. I can't wait for you to hear that back.
What was it? It was Bananas all along.
So, yeah, and it's funny because, you know, after she's, we all know Bananas is going in, but, pretty much, Carmarie is overhearing all the things Tori is saying about being in the deliberation and what he was doing and hearing everyone talk shit about Bananas, and she's like, yes, see what I'm seeing, and
period. Who did you choose?
And I love her. All right, so on that note, who'd you choose?
And honestly, let's, even if Bananas didn't do all the bullshit that he said he did and didn't do, and maybe possibly, and of course he did, but no, he's a victim. Jordan and Tori are exes, like, they almost got married, so
they definitely love each other. There's a solid foundation of love there. There's nothing that's going to break that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she wouldn't have put him in anyway.
Nah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they could have took in this moment to, you know, fix their fractured relationship and then winning this elimination and moving forward, have built something. But no, that's not. Because you're also down an angel.
Truly. Yeah. You are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's Bananas is upset. So what was it? And the elimination, Johnny's down, surprise, surprise. And he moons, Tori at his grown age.
At his big age. Yeah. His
big fucking age, bruh.
Cause like I said, I'm Banana, I'm everything, I'm nothing. Yeah, he's a fucking child. It's also pretty funny and I'm pretty entertained. So,
and in this elimination, there's like a tube with a bunch of little holes in it, and
they have a minute.
What was it? They have a minute to go through, and you put you put a certain amount of number of poles in it, so it'd be harder to maneuver. And then when they get on the other side, they have to play a game of high low.
Yes.
With giant cards, which yeah. I think is so funny.
Yeah.
And
where do I buy those?
Right? Where do you get those? They probably have an art team that, like, makes it.
I mean, sell it online. I want challenge playing yeah. cards.
challenge/Etsy.
I'm so sorry. I just smacked the shit out of the mic. You know how I did it.
Well, and what was it? If they win the one round of high-low, then the winner gets to put two more poles through the tube of their opponent. And Bananas just gets quite so lucky. Like, he wins most of them, I'd say.
Yeah.
And
eventually, Theo did start winning. Theo gets his moments. Like,
yeah.
He starts picking up.
But Bananas had more.
Bananas had more. And overall, like, Bananas just had the advantage. I mean, like, Bananas is
smaller. Too.
I mean, Theo did have a strategy going in, and it was a pretty smart strategy. I think he did a pretty good job. Yeah. I mean, like Banana said at the end, the fact that he got through there that many times is fucking crazy.
Yeah, because it was huge.
Huge, yeah.
And in the middle of them, like, because, like, this went on for a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could hear people rooting for others and this. Mm-hmm. Josh was like, I hope everyone's okay. Like, being neutral.
Shut up.
Neutral. Go ahead, as Theo. Possible.
Go ahead, Bananas.
Neutral.
All right, you guys. You guys are doing so well. I'm rooting for my friends.
Yeah, I don't know if he said any names. He was just rooting.
He said names.
He said both their names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Separately and together.
Okay.
You guys are doing so well. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Honestly, Michelle, if I was Michelle, I'd curse him out too. Shut up.
Michelle was over it. She was like, yo, shut up. Like, I'm tired of hearing you, like, be so neutral. And he's like, it's my friend. So my, and he's mad. Then he gets mad at Michelle. It's like, you know what? I'm tired of you. Which mostly, it kind of makes me laugh.
Everything I do is a problem.
It was like, Michelle, I'm tired of your fucking attitude. Like, God, I'm tired of you. Like, I'm like, over it. Over Mm-mm. it. Which, what was it? I'm like, those, Michelle and Josh are, like, one of the most irritating parts of the challenge recently sometimes. But, like, I like that they fought. It makes me laugh.
Honestly?
Josh, I want, like, yeah, Josh, like, shut up about, like, the neutrality thingy. Because then, if the house is divided, so, like, obviously, then you're in the middle. Then you are on nobody's, like, your nobody's number one, two, three, four, five. You're a pawn, bro.
If I were them, I'd be so excited to send you in. Oh, yeah. I'd be so excited.
Kidding? Absolutely. Like, the next episode, watch out, Josh.
Yeah, no.
You better win.
Yeah. Because, honestly, the numbers of men to pick are dwindling.
Yeah.
And would I pick Corey, who's at least straight true to his word, consistently? Or would I pick you, the one who middles of the road consistently? Oh. And who's also definitely a banana pawn at this point? I would vote you in. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're done, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I love him saying, Michelle, I'm tired of your attitude, yo. I'm tired of you, yo. I'm sick of you. At that moment, I'm like, period, Josh.
Like, Michelle, okay.
I'm tired of your whiny ass attitude.
How come Michelle's like, okay, go stand over there?
He does. But in the end, alas, what was it? Bananas wins.
Yes.
Theo
goes home.
Yeah. And it's a redemption for Bananas because it was one of the War of the Worlds that, I think it was War of the Worlds.
Theo took him out.
Yeah, Theo took out Bananas. In another, like, tight space, low-key kind of elimination. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how that happens. And then.
Quinky dink.
Quinky dink. And. A tee. And Bananas is targets. I think it's funny. He's just like, so who was rooting for me? Raise your hand. Okay, the people who aren't. Michelle, Carl, Olivia, they're up.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode's targets.
Yes. So it's Michelle, Carl, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want Michelle to stay longer now.
I like that it's, I love the drama. The drama. Yes.
I just.
But out of them three, I don't know. Someone do worse than them, so I have a better thing to decide.
Yeah, I just want to, like, that's so crazy because I feel like now I kind of like everyone, especially the girlies. The men I know who I want to go home next. Josh. The girly pops, it's hard. It's very hard.
It is
hard.
I
like Aviv. I mean, she's kind of boring, but I mean, like, I like how competitive she is. I like seeing her. Love seeing boss bitches. It's just me. I can't help it. Will I want her to see her next season? No, but I probably won't, so it's fine.
I mean, it is, I think, yes, we're getting to the part of the challenge where I'm like, oh God, I kind of want everybody to stay.
No. Except for Josh.
But Bananas could go, but like, I just want to see more fuckery at the same time.
Well, you know, Bananas has to stay for my entertainment.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, he also has to go for satisfying.
Yeah.
Ends. Ends of something, you know, that was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, hold on. I mean that no shade to Aviv. Hold on. I like Aviv.
I was about to say that was full shade. What are you talking about?
Okay. I think she's a little bit more entertaining than, like, Casey.
Aviv was born and I never want to see her again. But she's cool. Was that shade?
Hold on. Let me take it back.
Yeah, I thought that was like a light, like a diet light. Fuck you, Aviv.
No, because I'm sure she's going to get more entertaining soon. As the numbers dwindle and people start fading into the background less.
I do, and the trailer coming up to the next episodes, it seems like she is in the middle of a fight.
Okay.
Bad for you, great for the viewer.
Yeah, great for the viewer experience. I like rooting for people after they get into a fight because, like,
oh yeah, it's
if
fun.
You're right, yeah, in the fight,
I choose a side.
If you're right in the fight, like, I'm like, oh, okay, well, now you get that comeuppance, because, you know.
Comeuppance. Brother, sorry. So, at the end of every episode, we do a reading. And last week, we talked about Bananas game. Whose game should we do this time? Do you want to do Josh or Jordan?
I think, I don't know, both were in the hot seat this episode. I think Jordan has more game to play, so let's do one for Josh. I don't think he has a lot more game to play.
Me neither.
And now I think his
shit. I think now more than ever, numbers matter. Mm-hmm. And I think this is when a lot of people are going to be in Josh's face. However, next episode, I don't know. I gotta remember. I'm trying to remember what the trailer was. But yeah, Josh, they're gonna ask you to take a side, and when you say no, that means you're taking no side. That's what people. That's what's the problem with these fucking type of reality shows. We're like, I'm neutral. Okay, so I'll take you out since you're useless. Let's take you out.
Nine of Cups reversed.
Nine of Cups reversed.
Reversed.
Ooh, don't think it's gonna be good.
This is the guy that Rami Malek played, no?
Yeah. So the Nine of Cups reversed. Materialism. Unrealistic expectations. Boastfulness. Greed. Which I say is Josh.
Yeah, actually. Described him perfectly.
Yeah. Yep, it seems like... Because like even like when it was time for him, when the eras were still like teams, when it was time for him to raise his hand, he was, no. Not going to do that. So, yeah, Josh likes to be, I'm everybody's friend. Oh, my God. Up until he has to fucking do something.
Like, yeah.
What was it valuable? That's when he's like, no, no.
Yeah, no, he's
very baby girl.
Yeah, very baby girl. He's just not a good decision maker. And he's just going to have to be if he wants to win ever at all. But it's looking like he's never going to because of the way he plays the game. It's very... He plays the game by being a floater, which, like, works if you weren't so fucking talkative, you know?
Right.
If you were more like Corey, who, like, sits back, he's like, I know certain people have my back. I'm just not going to speak too much on my shit. Like,
right.
That's what it gives.
You're absolutely
but
right.
Him...
He got a yap.
Josh is loud, son.
He got a yap.
He a loud one.
Wait, he goes up to Corey. Oh, my God. How are you feeling? Corey, go somewhere with that. That still kills me.
Oh, my God, Corey. It's how funny. Are you feeling?
Yeah. After not helping at all, their team, what was it? A number on your alliance? Hey, how are you feeling?
After throwing you under the bus, How are you feeling?
Well, I was like, I didn't throw it, but I didn't tell you the bus was coming either. I saw it coming. I just didn't say anything.
I just let the bus hit you.
That's Josh.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, are you okay?
Oh my God. Sorry.
Concepts of thoughts and prayers.
But you're my friend.
Oh my God, you're my friend, so I'm worried. I'm showing you that I'm worried.
You're my friend, but like that person is my friend too.
Yeah.
But also that other person standing over there, that's my friend. And also, you know, the whole house, I mean, like, that's my friend.
Guys, TJ, he's my friend.
What am I supposed to do?
The refrigerator is my friend.
He's my friend.
You know, the PA over there, the intern, they're my friends. What am I supposed to do?
It's not my fault. I'm just so good at making friends.
Oh my God, Christmas must be hell for Josh.
Yeah. Oh, he bikes for so many people.
All right. Well, thank you for watching this episode.
All right. This was a fun episode. Next episode will probably be a pop culture one. Stay tuned.
Like, subscribe, comment, and thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye.